The ship glided into Resurrection Bay, wreathed in mist, looking much like a sight out of the past. The Cuauhtemoc is painted white and would have appeared ghostly in the driving rain and low clouds, except for the lively Mexican music playing as members of the crew sang songs as the ship approached the harbor. The ship's masts reach over 30 feet. Colorful regatta flags fly from the rigging as sailors wearing yellow rain gear scramble down from the spars to help tie up the ship and lay out the gangplank. Seward Mayor Gene Barterson met ship officials at the dock along with Javier Abud, the Mexican government's consul in Anchorage. Then the party was welcomed aboard.
Señora, bienvenida, Capitán Vera, para servir.
Encantada,
Patricia.
Bienvenidos. Patricia Abud.
Mucho cuidado.
Take care, ma'am, please.
Sí.
Señora, atención. Señor Javier Abud Osuna, cónsul general de México en Anchorage, Alaska. A bordo.
It was not a coincidence that the ship arrived on Mexican Independence Day. Captain Juan Carlos Vera says it's been planned for a year.
It's interesting for us to visit Alaska, so we wanted to bring a friendship message to share with the Alaskan people. That's why we come. So we plan to arrive September 15 to make the celebration with Mexican citizens.
The Cuauhtemoc, which takes its name from the last Aztec emperor, was built in Bilbao in Spain in 1981 and has been used by the Mexican Navy since 1982 as a training vessel for cadets. The recent visit to Alaska is part of the ship's cruise of instruction for 2014. Captain Vera says the 1,800-ton vessel started its voyage in Acapulco, Mexico, in April and visited ports in Central America and the Caribbean before returning to the Pacific coast, where it made stops from Peru to Seward. The ship is home to 245 sailors during the training voyage. The naval cadets are in their last year of school and must serve 4 months aboard the ship before graduation. Captain Vera says the training is crucial.
They know how to deal with the elements of the sea. They know how to sail with the astronomical navigation. They know how to deal with the magnetic compasses. So they became a real sailor to command the Navy units.
The Cuauhtemoc covered 14,000 nautical miles before reaching Seward. Captain Vera says it encountered every type of weather, so recent winds and Seward's drenching rains were no problem. He says the tall ships have value in their old traditions that make true sailors out of cadets.
They practice on board and keep in contact with the nature elements. For example, the wind, the waves, the cool, the snow. When they embark at the beginning as teenagers and they come back as real sailors, no?
The Cuauhtemoc has traveled the globe, participating in tall ship parades and races as far away as China, Japan, and Finland. The ship has won many awards for its presentation and speed. Captain Vera says the ship's travels also serve to bring a message of peace and Mexican culture around the globe. This is the second visit by the Cuauhtemoc to Seward in a decade. The ship visited first in 2005. A public reception was held at the Alaska Railroad cruise ship dock in Seward on Monday evening. The ship is available for free public tours from 11 to 6 through Thursday. The Cuauhtemoc departs on Friday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.